Yes, and amen.
Yo, yo, yo.
What's up, Triads?
We in the building. We lighting up the Triad. How y'all doing tonight? It's going to be a great show. What's up, Miss Fola? How you doing?
What's up? I'm lovely. I'm lovely. How you doing?
I am good. Girl, blessed and highly favored.
She's over there. She's over there. Too cool. She's too cool, y'all.
I'm too cool.
She's too cool for Kool-Aid. Yeah, cooler than a fan.
I don't drink Kool-Aid. I drink hibiscus juice, okay?
Oh, you bougie. You bad and bougie.
It's healthy.
Amen, amen. Well, look, here, Triad. We got a dope show tonight. It's going to be some great holy hip-hop. We got a great topic today, which is finding and fulfilling your purpose. We're going to be talking about that today. We got some prize giveaways. So it's going down. Y'all stay tuned. So really quick, right? We're going to go ahead and start flowing in the poetic. Y'all know how we do.
Amen.
We flows in the poetic. Yes, and some people flow in the prophetic. We flow in the poetic over here.
We do both. Pathetic either.
Okay, not the pathetic. Not the pathetic.
I heard that.
The poetic. Amen. Right.
Amen.
So we're gonna bless y'all today with actually two pieces. The first one is gonna be called "More Than a Conqueror," by yours truly. This your girl Fashion, right? We finna turn it up right fast.
My favorite lady, Fashion.
Hey, it's going down right fast. Amen, so look, let's go with it. Right now, this is "More Than a Conqueror." I live this word. I pull it off of the paper. Loading up scriptures like bullets in a chamber. Shooting down the devil till there's nothing but vapor. Extinguishing evil like the Terminator. And for those who shed hatred, I use as motivators. What they meant for evil only makes me greater. I stay prayed up and strapped down in the armor of God. And he comforts me with his staff and his rod. Praying, fasting, and rehearsing my verses. I'm walking by faith and I'm casting down curses. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Take your stand against evil in this dark hour. Our enemy, the adversary, seeks whom he can devour. God is looking for his soldiers. This is not the time to cower. The fight is fixed when I step on the field. By the power of Jesus, demons yield. Greater is he who is in me when I must war. The battle is not mine, it's the Lord's. If God is for me, who can't I stand against? I'm more than a conqueror, and faith is my defense. My weapons are spiritual and mighty to destroy strongholds. When the wicked advanced against me, God avenged me of my foes. He positions their backs as my footstools and prepares a table before me in their sight. With my victory prepared, but I must show up for the fight. Christ gave us authority over all the power of the enemy. We wrestle not against people, but with principalities. This truth, you will often find that most of the battles are in our own minds. To the pattern of this world, we must not conform. Rather, embrace God's word and become transformed. I trust him for favor and ability. His grace that enables me to be the warrior I was chosen to be. I cast down the spirit of fear, striding in soundness, power, and love, mighty as a lioness and graceful as a dove. Armed with the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness in place, blocking fiery arrows with the shield of faith. Around my waist, I tightly buckle the belt of truth, walking in the gospel of peace with my battle boots, and I slay every evil thing that dares come near it with the word of God, the sword of the spirit. Greater is he who is in me when I must war. The battle is not mine, it's the Lord's. If God is for me, who can't I stand against? I'm more than a conqueror, and faith is my defense.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
I love that.
I said, give
him one big clap for that one.
Hey, shout glory right now.
More than a conqueror. Amen. Yes, you are, everybody.
See, they couldn't see you. They couldn't see you. She had her finger up like she had a gun.
Damn.
She was shooting. She was doing her thing.
Hey, you mean that thing. When you done been through some things, you mean that thing. That's coming right. from a real place.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Well, we hope y'all was blessed with that piece right there.
Love it.
And we're going to be talking about finding and fulfilling your purpose. Minister Kennedy, what's going on? How did you come into your purpose and fulfilling your God-given destiny? How did you come into yours?
Well, my story goes a long way. I've been, like I said, God's been saving me all my life.
Okay.
All my life. I've been watching him. Yeah. He's been like, nah, let's go this way. Let's go that route, you know? So he's been in the mix of me for the long time. But, you know, when I truly came into purpose, first of all, my relationship with God, it wasn't a pastor around. Mm-hmm. There wasn't a church. There was no church friends around. It wasn't family around. It was me and God.
See?
You know, I had an experience with him. That's why I can't nobody tell me that he's not real.
Oh, my goodness.
Because it was just me and him. Him dealing with me mm-hmm. and me conversating with him, trying to figure out. Because I was like, are you real?
Like, you know? Really?
And, yes. He proved that to me. But I want to get back when I truly found the purpose. Because I was saved for about 2 years before I stepped out to do anything. Mm. And then I remember, I got baptized when I was a kid. You know, my mom, you want them forced baptisms?
Oh,
you know,
Lord.
What I mean?
You was getting the water now.
You got volunteered.
yeah. And that experience. But then when I was saved for about 2 years, and then I started seeking the Lord because I wanted to be my choice.
Yeah.
And I was seeking the church, and I was just one. I was like, one, where they baptized at? Where they baptized? This is in Minnesota, you know? And I'm like, where they baptized? It was cold outside one day.
Lord.
And I went up to Shallow Temple. Now it's called Shallow Temple International Ministries. Bishop Howe.
Shout out.
Bishop Howe. Yeah, that's my man. You know, that's my bishop. But it was some young brothers there. Some of my brothers, Tyrone and Ray,
you know,
but I went up to this church and I was like, you guys do baptisms around here? And he was like, he said, yeah, we baptized here. It was cold outside. I mean, you know, Minnesota cold. Mm. And he was like, yeah, we baptized. He said, well, I want to set up a schedule when I can come in there. He said, why not now? And I was like, okay, you know, and I went in there and got baptized. But that day that I got baptized, that was the first time, even though I repented and I called on God, that was the first time in my entire life that I felt truly repentant. I felt true repentance, and I felt the purpose of God sitting on me. Mm-hmm. So I got baptized.
Yes.
And then, you know, when I came to, it was like I was over here crying and snotting. Oh. Pastor Maxwell was over here crying and snotting. Wow. We was all in different corners,
the
just
Holy
like, ah,
Spirit
crying.
In the
oh,
room.
Man, it was
mercy.
Just awesome.
Yes.
But that time forward, that was when, you know, purpose, me and purpose have met.
Yeah.
You know, I started walking in that. But, you know, that was my story then. And I tell you. Can't nobody take that from you.
Nobody.
Can't nobody
that's
take
right.
that personal that's relationship, that personal that. Time with
yes,
God. Can't
Lord.
Nobody, that's why you need to seek out God for yourself.
That's you right. have to.
You know, but that time is still fresh in my mind.
Wow.
I love it. I love it.
So what about you, Ms. Fola? How did you come into your finding your purpose and fulfilling it? How has that come about for you?
Well, that has been a journey for me as well.
Mm-hmm.
That started off, I did get baptized and, you know, receive the Lord when I was very young. I was about 8 years old. And then I didn't start really paying close attention to God until I was about 20 years old.
Right.
And I started getting glimpses, and the Lord started saying, you know, you don't have that much time. You don't know how much time you have, really.
Amen.
You better get it together. Because I went from, okay, I want to listen to God some. Okay, I caught myself telling people about Jesus here and there, sharing tracks here and there and all that kind
mm-hmm.
of thing. But still doing some other things on the side, messing with guys, you know, having confusions in my head and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And to be very frank with y'all, there were guys and women that I was messing with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just to be straight up. So there was confusion going on in my mind about who I was mm-hmm. and who God created me to be. And then at the same time, having traumas at home, you know, issues with family, issues especially with my dad being bullied at school. I wasn't accepted even as the girl that I was. You know, I grew up a tomboy.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, but at the same time, I wasn't accepted so much as a girl. You know, I wasn't enough for whatever reason, you know.
Wow.
So that wore on me, and so I was like, well, shoot, They telling me who I am. People can have a way of telling us who we are, yeah. So to speak, right. And we accept that rather than going to God. And so I started getting acceptance more and more by way of, in a way, selling myself to what they wanted. Mm-hmm. You know, selling myself to what people wanted. And so it came to a point where I was basically about to strike out men altogether. Mm-hmm. I was, you know, messing with women and was about to strike out men altogether. And some people might be listening and be like, that's not a sin. Please read the Bible. Please read the Bible.
Like all I knew of it. What not, I was doing. Not what you just want to read.
Please read
all
the
of
Bible.
It.
And I say that in all love, and we can talk about it.
Yes.
But I knew that God did not create me to be a mate with a woman. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so that's where God caught me, you know, and started really bearing on my heart. And so finally I asked God, okay, who am I and where am I going? Okay, what am I doing with my life? And God, and why am I feeling feelings for the same sex? That's the other thing. Why am I mm-hmm. feeling these types of feelings yeah. for the same sex? And so God turned my attention to my dad in terms of how I had so much resentment toward him, first and foremost, because I was rejected heavily through that relationship with him, but then being rejected by my peers, amen. My female peers. Right. And so that caused me to really start going to God for the answers rather than constantly listening to other people to tell me who I am.
Amen. That's right.
And so God thank showed you, Lord. Me that I was actually rejecting my own identity and purpose wow. that he created me in through that resentment. And that's a whole lot of teaching to get into amen. At some point. But that was the beginning of me finding my purpose, and God started wow. giving me a whole bunch of answers by way
Lord,
of that.
I thank you.
Yes.
God is just so awesome, you all. You know, man, brothers and sisters, this personal relationship, mm-hmm. it is the most fulfilling thing in your life. Oh, my God. All the fulfillment in life is within this relationship,
that's right. relationship
with Christ. When you know who you are and you come into the knowledge of that mm-hmm. confidently, no one else can tell you who you are. Nobody can define that for you because you come in tune with your Creator and it has already been made clear. Mm-hmm. And it's funny to me how people can be like, thrown back by your confidence. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I had something I was meditating on as we were getting this show together. And I said, you know what? It's hard for people to support you and encourage you when they aren't encouraged.
Yes.
It's right. People are quick to tell you what you can't do because they haven't been able to do it. People don't want to see you get to greatness and success because they haven't arrived there yet. Mm-hmm. You got to be careful about this here. You got to be careful, and we got to make sure that we're not participating in that kind of activity because that is not of God, brothers and sisters. We are here to lift one another up,
that's
to
Bible.
Get to that place edify. Of purpose,
yeah.
all right, mm-hmm. to edify one another. And if you even find yourself saying something downing, degrading, or discouraging to one another, you need to get your heart right. We gotta fix self. We got to do a heart check and make sure that we're not tearing each other down.
Amen. You know the thing about gossiping is you never gossip no good stuff.
You know? Whoa, come on, somebody.
It's always some bad stuff.
I think
you know?
That's why God said not to do it, because it actually is counterproductive to anything good and definitely counterproductive to his will and his purpose. So, you know, I just wanted to share this scripture right here. It came to my spirit. Jeremiah 1:5, when the Lord says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. And that is what God has done for all of us. Before we were formed in our mother's womb, he had a plan and a purpose for us. And y'all heard this saying that says, you are the accumulance of the top five people in your life. The top five.
Wow.
We're going to talk about that a little bit more
that's,
when we
that's
come
deep
back.
Right there.
Okay, because you best to start filtering your crew and who's in your circle. Because if they speaking death over you and not life, you might want to do some what you call it, process of elimination.
Uh-huh.
Amen. So we're going to be right back. Y'all keep it dial on here. Do not move. We're going to be back. Y'all amen. Have a good one.
City. Speaking life into the youth, can you feel me? Bridging the gap. drink, I don't smoke, I don't cuss. My Bible, that thing that I told, I don't tuck. I mean what I say, I don't joke, I don't bluff. If that ain't my wifey, I don't touch.
I'm not your average. 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 I'm not your average. Average.
Yeah.
Average. Average. I'm not your. Lately I've been running through the opposition.
Yeah.
You can never knock me out of my position. Scrutinized and talked about for my decision. All because I'm staying true to my religion. God give me assignments, gotta focus on them all. Hell's most wanted, got my poster on the wall. Ooh, through the grapevine, I hear that they hoping that I fall. But I make them eat their words, I pray they choking on them all. What I talk about, I'm really about that. You ain't living what you rap about, I really doubt that. I ain't never been your average, more like a savage. Who the devil can I manage? I'm doing damage. I'm fulfilling the mission, it's so unique and so different. I do not ask for permission, you know I'm loving the feeling. And me and EG make history from the streets full of misery. Open a book, teach them history, we outreach with the victory.
Look, I don't
not
drink,
average.
I don't smoke, I don't cuss. My Bible, that thing that I told, I don't tuck. I mean what I say, I don't joke, I don't bluff. If that ain't my wifey, I don't touch.
I'm not your average. 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 I'm not your average.
I'm a different kind of person, I'm auditioning for heaven. Life on earth is my rehearsal. If you Christian and you cussing, that's a tad bit controversial. Bro, you need that living water, come get at me, I'll submerge you. Cause I'm sicker than your average. Be dramatically, got the devil in agony. He mad that we preaching the word emphatically and radically. Hooked on God like an addict be. Sad to see Christians turn into tragedies. When that rapture comes, are you defying gravity? Or are you ending up where they gnash their teeth? That fire burn ever after, no happily, Christ coming, only God knows when. So be like God, God only, brody, not no men. Follow God, God only, brody, not no trend. And make I'm not your average, your motto, man. I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't cuss. My Bible, that thing that I told, I don't tuck. I mean what I say, I don't joke, I don't bluff. If that ain't my wifey, I don't touch.
I'm not your average. 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 I'm not your average.
Not your average. We back trying. Hope y'all having a safe and sanctified Saturday night. We got a great broadcast today. We're going to be talking about finding and fulfilling your purpose. Amen. And we got some giveaways. So, listeners, if you're listening and you want some tickets, what we got tickets to, Minister Dwayne?
We got tickets to the Wake Forest basketball game. I think they tickets to the Xavier game.
Uh-oh, shook it, okay. Now, if y'all listening, y'all call in to this number, 336-896-1340. That's 336-896-1340.
And, you know, these are some tickets for next Saturday, December the 14th, Wake Forest basketball.
That's going to be dope.
Against Xavier. And how are we going to give these tickets away today?
Okay, so what we're going to do here, contestants. Well, we're not, it's not a contestants. Okay, we're not going to have a contest. We're going to have a sanctified showcase. Amen. It's called Saturday's Best. Y'all heard of Sunday's Best. We have Saturday's Best today. So it's not a contest, but the first two callers to call in and to bless us with your ministry, whether it is rapping, whether it is singing, whether it is spoken word, and if you just want to preach a real segment right fast, come and bless us. Bless us with your ministry. Call us here to win these tickets. The first two callers, call in at 336-896-1348.
Amen, amen.
It's going down. So back to finding and fulfilling your purpose. You know what? I believe that I came into my understanding of my purpose after about two tries. I think I'm on the third try. And I had to reinvent myself for the third time. I first of all, I went to the military, served in the Air Force. Woo woo. 6 years, Air Force, Air National Guard. Okay, and then, okay, that wasn't working out. I clearly found that that was not my calling. Then I went and I started to pursue the beauty industry. All right, went and got that good old beauty license. And she was a fried dining and laying it to the side. Ended up getting my own spot, you know, coming into business for myself. And then I decided, wow, okay, this isn't my calling either. And I had to do a soul search. And I really encourage all of my brothers and sisters here, you're listening, do a soul search. If you are in that place where you're like, God, okay, I don't feel fulfilled at my job. Okay, I don't feel fulfilled in my career. I think I've chosen to place my ladder up against the wrong building. It is never too late. As long as you have breath in your body, you can reinvent yourself. You can begin again. That is the beauty of salvation, and that is the beauty of God. As long as you are breathing, you can go back and go back to the drawing board and say, Lord, what did you call me to do? Amen. So I realized that I was called to speak. I was definitely called to ministry because that was always in my heart since I was a teenager. I mean, I was ministering in the hallways while everybody was at lunch. They was like, you need to charge for your sermons. I'm giving up my lunch hour to minister to people, and I started having people crowd around me. So, and then I ended up being adopted by a pastor, and I was in ministry for 4 years. And after, you know, having reinvented myself twice, I came to the realization that, you know what, I'm not getting no younger. Amen. I say, I ain't getting no younger, amen. I need to start walking in purpose. And I realized that I've been speaking since I was 10 years old. Like, hello, come on. You got to start walking in your speaking abilities. Write those books that I birthed in your belly. You know, produce that poetry that I put in you. Use your gifts. And the Bible says that your gifts will make room for you. Amen.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. So, you know, so right now, y'all heard of the motivational speakers. The Lord said, I'm a motivational preacher. Amen.
Okay.
I have reinvented myself. I'm walking in my calling now. And God opened up the door for the radio. Praise the Lord for Mr. Dwayne Kennedy. Oh, yes. The Lord spoke to him. And it was just a whisper, a download that he gave me in my spirit. It said to pursue radio. And I said, oh, my God. Wow, Lord. This is amazing because I finally found a place, a lane for my personality. Hello, radio personality. So, God, when you're praying and you're asking God for vision and you're asking him for the blueprint for your life, please don't just make a bunch of requests. Don't just send up a bunch of petitions to the Lord, okay? Listen. Take time to meditate. Amen. And just listen for his answer. And a lot of the things that you're asking God is already inside of you.
You know, that's true. You know, your purpose is something that's been a part of you all your life. You know,
and a lot of people.
You know, I had a friend of mine come up to me, and he was like, Pastor Dwayne, he said, I don't know my purpose. And you know, I'm sitting here while he's talking to me. I'm sitting here looking at him. You know, and as he was saying to me, he didn't know his purpose. You know what? He was picking up paper off the thing.
Mm-hmm.
There was some chairs that was out of place, so he went and straightened them up. And you know, all this while he's talking about his purpose, and he don't know what he should be doing and what he should do. I said, well, you can start right there.
Wow.
You know, you can start right there what you're doing, because you know, he was working in the ministry of help. He just loved cleaning, and you know, and then he became the deacon, and got the keys to the church, took care of the bus, you know what I mean?
Wow.
But that was, you know, that was his thing. And it was right there in front of him. It was actually within him. And he was doing it for
it's
free.
It's in you.
Know? Yeah.
Whatever God has called you to do, he's designed for you to do, he's already built it in within you. So
that's
take
right.
some time to meditate and just get in a quiet place and really look within. Are you talented to sing? Are you talented to write? Are you talented to build? Okay, to orchestrate, to plan. Everybody is not always athletic. All your gifts that you have, it may not be the status quo, the singing, dancing, writing. It might be something totally different, but it's in you. And so I encourage you to take time out, like now. Take time out. If you haven't found your place in life, you haven't found your lane, to really take time and meditate and ask the Lord. Come into the presence of the Lord and ask him to show you what that is. Amen.
Amen.
I wanted to mention something about talents. You keep using the word talents, and I'll put gifts in there as well. And we talked about last week the gifts of the Spirit, right?
Yes.
We have talents, skills, abilities, even things that make us angry, okay? There's someone has said, several people have said this. If there's something that really makes you angry, that may be something that you're supposed to change.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, if you're really, really passionate about something, that may be something that you're meant to provide a solution for. Okay?
That's right.
So just pay attention to
your
those
passions.
Things. But exactly, your passions. So, and some of this comes from childhood. There are many things. For instance, I'm an artist,
I'm a visual artist. I also do crafts and things of that nature. And I grew up in that type of environment, entertainment, you know, visual arts. So the poetry, the spoken word, and all that, music. And so I was doing those things at a young age and around those things at a young age. But then as I got older, actually, even while I was a child, too, my mother used to call me this reporter called, I think it's Rona Barrett.
Yeah.
Rona Barrett.
Wow.
I didn't know the person myself. That's
from the Mary Tyler Moore show.
Okay. Okay. Now, I did like Mary Tyler Moore, but I didn't realize that person on the show. So she called me that a lot because she called me a reporter. I would tell on my brothers about something, or I was talking about something. I was talking a lot. Okay. Yes, I was that one. I was that one. And I have a big, I have a huge sense of justice, right?
Oh, I can see that all over too. Ooh, Lord have mercy, Jesus.
So I would be telling on somebody, okay, about something, you know? And so, hey, whatever. I take it in prayer now. Or I'll confront somebody about something. Anywho.
So
the bottom line is we have those inklings at a young age. Sometimes we don't see those things very early.
Uh-huh.
Others may see those things, but as we get older, if you see a pattern, okay, then you know, okay, that might be actually a part of who that person is.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, looking at scripture, think about the parable of the talents.
Come on.
Okay. Parable of the talents. And that's Matthew 25.
Yes.
Verse
14. Y'all go to Matthew
25.
14 through 28. All right. Say the verse one more again.
Matthew 25, verse 14 through 28.
All right. Y'all need to meditate.
Are we going to read it together?
Yes. I think we should.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
But yes. So finish up what you were saying right
so
quick.
So what I was saying was, considering that parable of the talents, that has to do with investing the gifts and the skills and whatever God put in you, even those passions, those angers, okay? Invest those passions in some way because God wants to actually develop those things. He's given you a glimpse of what he put in your heart from the very beginning.
Amen.
So really invest those things because God says, Jesus was telling this story, the parable of the talents, and he called the person that did not invest their talent a wicked servant.
Ooh, that's deep right there.
A wicked servant. He said, you have left something dormant that I gave you.
Wow, that's deep.
And when you do that, others cannot be blessed by those things. You can't be blessed by those things. God cannot be glorified through you because you left it in a trash can or on a shelf.
Yeah, and you know what? If you read that scripture, that gentleman thought he was doing good.
Right. See? Exactly.
Thought he was doing something
good.
Amen.
But God gave that to him.
Yep.
So you don't just do away with or put on the shelf because of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Fearing God. Then that's the problem a lot of times in the church is so many people fear not doing something correctly instead of actually going to God and say, Lord, how do I do this? Show me how to do this. Send people to me to help me develop this talent.
Yes, Lord.
Okay? Wow. Rather than walking in fear and just leaving it to just rot. And then you go to the grave with it. So many people.
Ooh, so much talent in the grave.
Exactly. Miles Monroe, if you don't know who he is, please check him out. Okay?
That's
would say he's
man,
one of my mentors. But he's passed away. He's with the Lord right now. He and his wife. But he says that one of the most, oh my goodness, richest places is the graveyard.
Yes.
Because so many purposes are left there unfulfilled.
Preach.
Please don't be that person.
Yeah.
Don't live with regrets.
I remember being at one of his conferences, right? And this man, he said something that was so, I was going through something at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And me and my buddy was there, and he said something profound. I mean, I was just like, I don't even know I don't even know how I look to him. But he said, yeah, I'm talking to you. And then my buddy was like, talking to you. I'm like, he talking to me. And he's like, yeah, I'm talking to you.
Wow.
But, you know, that man, I think he was before his time. You know what I mean? Personally. Mm. But yeah, his ministry is just dynamic.
Powerful.
Oh, my goodness. So come on now. We got to need y'all to call in for these tickets. Now we're trying to give away some basketball tickets.
I'm sorry. The phone lit up.
Oh, okay.
But I'm sorry.
So y'all keep on calling. We're going to get to you now.
Call us now.
Call
the
number 336-896-1340. We're trying to give away these good old basketball tickets. Now come on, bless us with y'all ministry.
Not only that, if you have a comment to make or if you want to share about your purpose and your talents and your gifts, come on, share with us. We
want
to hear from you.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, we're going to go to a break. We'll be right back.
Yo, we're back. We are back, yeah. Triad, and we are keeping it live on the light. We got Miss Fola here. She was breaking it down right quick about finding and fulfilling your purpose. She was talking to us about the parable of the talents.
Yes.
Now, go ahead and give us the rest of that.
So, if you look in that scripture passage, again, that's Matthew 25, verse 14 through 28. Each of those servants actually had a different amount given to them. Okay, some people may have one really good talent, okay, or gifting. And somebody else may have two, somebody else might have five, somebody else might have 10.
Same.
But the point is here, you are investing what God gave you.
Amen.
Meaning you are developing it, you are choosing to go to God, ask him, how do I do this? Okay, if it's a business, for instance, that you're supposed to start, go to the small business center, okay? Foresight Tech, for instance, has a small business center.
Mm-hmm.
I can connect you with some folks, okay? And you're going there. They actually have free mentorship.
Wow.
Okay, to teach you how to develop your business, whatever it is. And they even have different programs where you can actually develop your business and actually get seed money to build, okay? Mm-hmm. So that's a way of investing your gifting, because you're actually looking into information and ways in which to develop what's in you. You're writing your vision down, okay? In Habakkuk, is that chapter 3, I believe, talks about writing your vision down. So those who read it are gonna run with it, okay? So if you present your vision to other people, they're actually able to get clarity and understand what's in your heart to do.
That's right.
And you need a team. You need people to walk with you and help you to develop that. It's not always going to be a one-man show, okay? Oftentimes, that is not going to happen. So you're investing that. But then once you invest it, it's going to multiply.
Yeah.
So remember in Genesis 1:26-28, so
yes,
God
ma'am.
Made us in his image and his likeness. But then he said, be fruitful and multiply. You're not
Woo.
Just multiplying
on,
in terms of procreating from your, you know.
Right.
You know what I'm
not
saying?
Not just procreation.
It's not. We do that. We supposed to do that all day. Okay.
Okay. People have no problem doing
okay?
that one.
Not at all. But multiply the image of God.
Come
what
on.
Is in you that God wants to multiply? Everything that God put in you, that purpose he put in you, is a facet of who he is.
Well, you know, another thing on the flip side of that, everybody was created for a problem. In other words, we are the solution of someone's problem, some situation's problem. Jesus came.
Yes.
We had a problem. He was our solution.
Right.
Yes.
You know, so
right.
it's the same principle.
Yes.
You know, now we're going to go further, but I want to get deep into purpose in a few
Come
minutes.
On.
You know,
yes.
you know, I like to drop them little bombs.
Come on.
Yeah, drop that bomb right there.
And this is what we you know, as Christians, as followers of Christ, it's more important. Well, let's put it like this. Purpose is more about becoming than it is doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Jesus came so that we can become something. Mm-hmm. See, a lot of people put the purpose on what can I do?
Yes.
But it's more or less what I need to become, you know?
Yes.
I mean, all through scriptures, we see same things like, let this mind be in you that is in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus came, he's like, okay, walk this way, talk this way. Look like this, act like this, you know? See, so it's more about us becoming the purpose of God than doing the purpose of God. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
Because there's a lot of people that are in the purpose of God, but they haven't become the purpose
Come on,
of God. You know what I mean?
That's a word. I hope y'all got that right there. That's a word for real right there.
You know,
and piggying back off of the Genesis 1:28, when he said to be fruitful and multiply, well, if you study fruit, the inside of the fruit is always a seed.
Yes.
Because God wants it to what? Reproduce itself. And so within us, God has place seeds within us, and it's up to us to develop it and produce it and bring it forth on the earth. And so the reason why we have trouble doing that is because of fear. And the opposite of fear is faith. Okay? We are afraid of the unknown. Well, what if I fail? Well, what if you exceed? Succeed. You'll never know until you try. And so we have to take that step, that leap of faith on the things that God has placed in us. Like you said, just become what he's already created you to be.
Amen.
That's it.
Yes. And when I think about fear and faith, fear is a type of false faith in that when we want to look, fear is a paralysis, okay? We're paralyzed by fear, we're immobilized, but also we do things out of fear too. Okay, we believe something so real is so real to us, then we'll do it. And oftentimes things that people do is motivated by fear. But why not be motivated by faith?
Come on.
Because it, you know, and it's even stronger than fear, right?
Yes, it
is. Perfect love casts out all fear.
Yes,
but
yes.
Faith works by love. Okay, you see, all that is intertwined there. We need the love, we need the faith, and it's going to destroy the fear. But this fear can seem in a form so much like a faith because it's so real. Okay, faith is supposed to be that real,
yes, it
even
is.
More
Amen.
Real.
Yes.
Then, okay, what do they say? Faith is fear is false. What is it?
False evidence.
False evidence appearing real.
Come on.
Okay.
She
false
done broke it
evidence
down, y'all.
Appearing real is something that you can't even see it. Okay, you can't see faith either. Okay, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. But fear is a counterfeit. It is a demon. Really.
It's a paralysis.
It's a paralysis
because
it's
it will keep you
shut you down.
Keep you in that same place.
That's
and
right.
We, you know what? I hope I don't offend nobody when I say this, but I gotta say it. We are the most faithless, faith-filled people as believers.
Talk about that.
Like for real, because we have so much faith in God, but no faith in ourselves. And I remember I heard the word that says in 1 John 4:4, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world.
That's right.
So we have to stand in confidence in him who is in us, not just your own effort and abilities. Sometimes God puts you in a situation where you must need him in order to do it because he wants to make himself known and his glory be seen in your life. So whatever he has set out for you to do it, he's equipped you already to do it. You are going to need him to assist you in it. Okay, and that knowing that it can be done because he has called and predestined for you to do whatever
right.
it is.
That's
okay,
right.
So greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. So stand out, step out on faith.
That's
because
right.
with God, all things are possible.
All
That's Matthew
possible.
19:26.
That's right. I tell you, I used to actually have panic attacks once upon
Lord.
A time because I'm a writer. And when I was in school, when I was in undergrad and in grad school, especially in undergrad, though, I would get these panic attacks and didn't realize I was having panic attacks. It would happen where I would feel like I was being choked when I had to write a paper or something. Okay. And I knew I wanted to write. I knew that I had something to say. I would think about, okay, is this going to be good enough? Am I going to get a good grade? You know, I shouldn't be thinking about all that. I should be thinking about actually investing my gifts here and saying what I need to say. And mind you, on top of that, I'm paying for this.
Come on,
okay? I'm paying to go to school and I'm going to be fearful about what I'm going to say on this paper?
Yes.
No, but that's what happens. It's the gift that God put in me and I knew I had the gift, okay? I already knew that I was talented in writing, but oh my goodness, are they going to accept? Am I going to be rejected? That
right.
rejection thing
yeah.
is
yeah.
so huge. That
yeah.
fear of rejection, it is a spirit, okay? The spirit is a rejection spirit. That it works through fear. And so more and more I kept battling against that spirit, okay? Praying while I'm in school, okay? Everybody, pray about everything.
Amen.
Invite the Holy Spirit in every single detail of your
life. He wants to be involved
in it. Every single detail.
Yes.
So I would apply the word of God. I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me. Which strengthens me? The anointing. Yes. And the anointed one.
That's right.
Who strengthens me. And then I'm also speaking. I cast down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the Come knowledge on. Of God. And I bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And, okay, that fear needs to be shut down. That's in 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
Yes, so, and I just want to interject this.
Yes,
speaking
ma'am.
About casting down the imaginations and bringing your thoughts back into captivity of the Holy Spirit, you need to cast down thoughts of doubt.
Yes.
Cast down thoughts of low self-esteem,
yes.
of low confidence in self. Cast down those thoughts and speak what God has spoken over you.
Yeah.
You
know,
that's,
okay.
That's what used to get me, because I believe in God and I knew that he can do. I mean, my faith was like, I know you can do this, God.
Yes.
But then it was like, but would you do it for me? You know? And I walked under that for so long. And it's like, well, your scripture says that you will do it for me. So I started walking in there and I started seeing him open up doors.
Yes.
I started seeing things just like, okay, it's plain. I can see the road before me.
Yes, Lord.
But he always going to keep us at a place where we are always depending and trusting on him.
Yes.
You know, because, you know, you see, when he gives us too much, we get the big hit. You know, it's just a form of our humanity, you know? But he keeps us there. But so now I have to walk by faith every day.
And it's just to walk by faith.
And like you said, in every situation.
That's right. Every detail.
And you have to just keep asking, seeking, and knocking. God will make it plain to you what it is that you are purposed to do, and he will give you the anointing, the ability, and grace to do it. Matthew 7, chapter 7, verse 7 through 8 says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be open. But if you never even try, if you never even have the faith to take the first steps, that business, that career, that ministry, what it is not going to come to fruition. There's a part and a role for us to play in our own destinies.
That's right.
We cannot sit back and think God is going to do everything.
Yes.
No, he has called you to do some things to help bring it forth.
That's
okay.
Right.
Amen. And you know, that word ask in there,
come on.
It's not talking about, you know, asking for stuff.
Right.
It's like the Lord, what the Lord is saying in that scripture, he said, I am here so you can ask me any questions you need. You can ask me what direction you need to go. You can ask me. So a lot of people get that mixed up with asking for stuff and it shall be given unto you. No, it's not talking about that. It's talking about, come with your questions to me. I am here.
Yes.
If you seek, you're going to find. Mm-hmm. If you knock, it's going to be open.
Yes.
I am here to answer any questions that you may have about your purpose, about your direction, about where you want to go.
Yes.
Come and talk to me. Come on.
Yes.
Come on and talk to me.
Oh, my
Every
goodness.
Detail.
And that reminds me of Solomon. When God asked him what he wanted, and he asked for wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all the things Solomon asked for, it could have been riches, wealth, popularity, fame. You know, he asked for wisdom. Because when you have that, all things will be added unto you.
Amen.
Matthew 6 and 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. So we got to first get our feet planted and our minds focused on the right things. Prioritize what you should have first, which is, if you want to do the impossible, you have to be connected with the one who all things that are impossible come through.
That's right.
Okay, it's with God all things are possible, not with man all things are possible. Amen.
Man thinks so. There's so many ways in which, unfortunately, man has been trying to play God. I was just reading something earlier, and it really bothered my spirit. Okay, it disturbed my spirit.
Disturbed your spirits.
To the point of prayer, yes. But I was reading about when so-called sexual reassignment surgery started happening early 1900s. And I was reading about one of the first people that had that surgery. And I think of how when people don't really look to God to ask him who they are and what their purpose is, and also what's, you know, bring all the problems to him, all the details to him to sort things out. Amen. Then we start playing God ourselves and assuming that, okay, well, this is happening in my mind and in my heart, and I really feel that this is the right thing to do. So I'm going to mutilate myself. Mm. And that includes mutilate my own purpose, okay? We can mutilate what's in our souls, what's in our spirit to do, okay? And cut off who God created us to be because of confusion and because of unanswered questions. And then there's so many people that actually now regret what they chose to do that is now permanent because it, you know, it's many things are irreversible. You might be able to fix something, but now you got all these scars that you have to deal with. You've done hormonal change, you know, you've taken all these medicines or whatever, hormones to change yourself and cut stuff off. Amen. And now you're left with that, you know.
And you're wounded spiritually.
Amen. Yes. That's why getting in tune to God. You know, I think that was when I got saved, the only disappointment that I had it was that I didn't find you earlier in my life, Christ. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, that was like, man, if I'd have known you then, you know, I could have got this done and got it. Mm-hmm. And that's why us as parents and us as leadership, us as mentors and all this stuff, that's why we need to train the young.
Train them when they're young.
Yeah, and get that into them because there's so many other options that the world has to offer. Yes.
And Bill and parents, listen, I feel the Lord right here. Mm. You got to build your children's self-esteem. Mm. You got to give them affirmation in who they are so they won't have to look to the world for a definition of what that is.
Right.
Teach them what the Lord has spoken, because no matter what you try to add or take away from your body, your DNA says you are a man. Your DNA says you're a woman. God did not make no mistakes. And now we have to come into alignment with God's plan, purpose, and will. Amen. You know, and anytime you go against that, you're going to be miserable. Yes. You're going to be miserable. So we getting ready to go on break, you guys, but don't turn that dial. We'll be right back.
This is WPOL, W278B in Winston-Salem, and WKEW, W242 CD Greensboro. Online at lightthetriad.com.
Hallelujah.
Triads. We are lighting it up in the triad. We got a great show happening tonight. Now, we are going to give away these tickets right to this Wake Forest basketball game. And callers, call in to 336-896-1340. We're going to play some music, but we need you all to call in while we're on our break. And that number again is 336-896-1340. Call in. This is Saturday's Best, and we want you to bless us with your ministry to get these tickets. All right?
Amen. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
I've been on the grind, working overtime. Yeah, God said it's my year, it's my time to shine. He said, boy, just do your thing and watch me work. Now I'll turn every place I'm sending you into a church.
We have a church.
Just a 3 minute song, I say they wrong. Watch how I do it, I'm flexing on them, cause this spirit is making me strong. Yeah, every beat that I'm on, yeah, my aim is pointing them home. Yeah, showing them where they belong. Yeah, Jesus got me in my zone. Yeah, he will not leave me alone. So I give him every part of me. Every lyric that I spit is a spiritual gift, and I'ma give it right back to serve him wholeheartedly. Pardon me if you ain't came for a word, but you gon' get the truth.
church anyway. Sunday, all the way back to Sunday. Hey, you can get it any day. Anyway, when two or three are gathered in his name, he gonna be right there in the midst. Everybody ain't gonna walk in a church building, so he said, son, go ahead, give it to him like this, yeah. I've been on the grind, working overtime, yeah. God said, this my year, yeah, this my time to shine. He said, boy, just do your thing and watch me work now. I'll turn every place I'm sending you into a church. We have started. I've been blessed if I'm in church. Now we striking in the church. Now we running around the stars. Now we riding in the church. I've been blessed if I'm in church. Now we striking in the church. Sort of like a season, it ain't come out yet. Oh, what a door, what a boy. You can catch me singing church songs on the stage, bow ties looking like Igor. Hunchback, cause I ain't trying to show my face at all. Words cut back, kind of like I wasn't phased at all. But now I gotta get more stitches than a baseball. But God went ahead and buried Bonds this one. Hole in one, he on target status. Now I shoot my shots with no target practice. Before I miss, like I done went and lost my glasses. I was in the corner while they sitting there laughing. Cause I drank communion out of shot glasses. Tell these girls that I ain't really into action. And like even Denzel made some fires happen. Ah, that's me, though. I be messing up like bilinguals. Tripping up like I walk with skis. Yo, and God on me like he my screen protecting. You play more than insurance, man. But I'm just trying to see what y'all really about. Cause y'all be here and there and up and down. Inside the side and man, cut it out.
Wait, we just gon' do this for show, nah. We gon' just do this at shows, nah. It be the same way at home, yeah. Wait, the double Jada with the kiss of death. I was dating Hick, I'm Will Smith with the dead shot. He never missed, I ain't never missed. Now I'm side, get it? Jaden, Will Smith, miss side. Jesus got me lit, still I miss five. Just reload the clip, I call that the choir. Yeah. And God is in this, church is wherever we is. Yeah. Cause when two or three are gathered like a hater, he gon' be there in the midst.
You know, that's what this show is about, bridging the gap. Amen. We want everybody to get in the fold. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. Hey, we got a caller in that we're going to put them on the line. They're going to bless us with their ministry gift and get these tickets. Hold on. Let me kind of put this on. Caller, are you there?
I am.
How are you, sir?
I'm blessed. How are you?
Amen. Wonderful.
Amen.
So we just, you know, we want to bless you with these tickets. So what ministry gift you going to share with us?
I'm going to sing.
All right, now you come on, sing us under the benches. Hallelujah.
You ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. God is able to do just what he said he would do. He's gonna fulfill every promise he's made to you. Don't give up on God, cause he won't give up on you. He's able.
Yes, amen, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, what an awesome gift. Praise the Lord for you today. Yes,
well, we appreciate that.
We got you some tickets here now.
Amen.
Now, my brother.
Thank you so much
for blessing us this evening.
Amen.
It's going to be a great glory. Game, too. So hold on, I'm going to get your information. So hold on, we're going to go back to some music. But any other callers out there? The number here is 336-896. We do have some more tickets to give away, but hey, we're going to get to one more song and we shall be right back.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Mike Teezy, and you're now tuned in to Bridging the Gap with Minister Dwayne Kennedy on 1340, 1400, The Light, WPOL, 103.5 FM. Let's go.
I'ma take my time, but let me take it by a couple things that God can't do. One of them being he cannot
lose. Amen, amen. I want to get that number again. 336-896-1340. They laughing at me. They said I only gave Pops the number. But hey, the number is 336-896-1340. Calling you in some Awake Forest.
Giggity, giggity, I got some news. Special delivery, I got the juice. Bring out your cups and I'll make sure they full. That's all your gifts because he cares for you. He can take all of our problems. It's only he who solve them. The river that never runs dry. So when I'm in need, I know God will supply. Yeah, yeah. I know new problems are gonna arise.
True, yeah. Facts.
Yeah. But there is nothing that's too hard for my guy.
True, facts.
Feel like the Cavaliers when they got a ring. How you been plotting on me to be losing when I got the king on my team? Yeah, call it assist when I pass on my problem. But I know he is the rock. Hey, boy, I've been making my way from the bottom, but God's taking me to the top. Hey, I do not have to worry about a thing, cause I got the love on my side. And he been perfecting everything concerning me. I bring my problems to God. You see, there's nothing too hard for my guy. Yeah. Nothing too hard for my guy. Bring him all your problem, he can solve them. Bring him all your problem, he can solve them, yeah. Nothing too hard for my God, no, no. Nothing too hard for my God, no, no. Bring him all your problem, he can solve them, no. Bring him all your problem, he can solve them, yeah.
There ain't nothing too hard for my God,
no, no.
There ain't nothing too hard for my God,
no, no.
There ain't
bring him all your problem, he can solve them,
no, no.
Nothing's too high for my God.
Nothing's too high for my God. Yeah, we came too far. Yeah, that's why we go high. Yeah, I remember being bad. I remember down bad. Yeah, I ain't really had no cares. Yeah, then he came with the bag. Yeah, turn everything around. Yeah, yeah, he really had it down. Yeah, I done been through it all. Yeah. God got me standing tall, yeah. You see me, you wouldn't believe it. Blessings coming, I receive it, yeah. Brighter days, no grieving, yeah. Ripping God for a reason, yeah. Blessing ain't even sneezing, yeah. He the reason for the season, yeah. Nothing's too hard for my God. Nothing's too hard for my God. Yeah, we already won. Nothing's too hard for my God.
Nothing too hard for my God, yeah. Nothing too hard for my God, yeah. Bring him all your problem, he can solve them. Bring him all your problem, he can solve them, yeah.
There ain't nothing too hard for my God, yeah.
There ain't nothing too hard for my God,
yeah.
There ain't
bring him all your problem, he can solve them.
There ain't nothing too hard for my God, yeah.
Running, the one who's been fearing. Sometimes I be fronting. I'm ready to face my fears and fight my demons. No more ducking and hiding from what I've been seeing. It would be so easy to go on bitter and hurting, blaming my fam and those in my life who were so deserting. No love, just phony, left me lonely, chest heaving from crying all night. No one to hold me. Dear God, it's me, it's Shekinah. Can you see all my pain? Can you feel my struggle? Can you see as I strain? Where was you at when I was cold? Out in the street, starving, stomach growling with no food to eat. Where was you at when they snatched me and raped me in the back room? Where was you at when my days was filled with sorrow and gloom? Did you see as my life I wanted to take? Then I heard a voice that said, hush, my child, I died for your sake. See, they beat me all night. tore the flesh from my bones. I gave up my throne and glory. You weren't the only one without a home. They mocked in my face, laughed and called me names. The seriousness of my death, y'all still take as a game. My question to you, where were you at when I formed the world? Before you was conceived, I formed you a girl. I knew these things would try and destroy you. So as I hung on the cross, I prayed and I cried for you. I stayed and I died for you. Was betrayed and tried for you. You couldn't even begin to repay what was required for you. Your times are in my hand. I know what's best for your life. I know what will make you stronger, make you a virtuous wife. See, these things you went through weren't to destroy or kill you, but to give you the words to help take some young one through. You chose to be disobedient. You chose to run wild. You chose to turn your back on me, yet I forgave you, my child. Many nights I had to place my angels around you. Situations in your life should have crazed and confounded you. Should have caught a charge when the feds found that stash. Remember that? And I'm like, oh yeah, God, I remember that. Should have caught AIDS from one of them brothers in your past. Remember that? And I'm feeling like, yeah, God, I remember that. But my love for you was so strong, when I died, I conquered hell. Rose with all power in my hand and caught you every time you fell. Must I tell? For I so loved the world that I gave my only son. Shekinah, come again. What was that question? I used to run with these cats who blaze cheaper, yeah. Stay with beats, so we pack heaters, automatic bleeders. Late night creepers, yeah. Lace the amp speeders. Always baby mama drama, couple of them wife beaters. Me and my sister on the hottest blocks, finest in the hottest spots. I do the drive, stashing bundles in my socks. Thought I was locked when the feds found that stash of heroin. But they turned out to be dirty cops. I was a twisted chick, my mental was sick. Felt I knew everything, so my mouth was lit. Disobedient, rebellious, constant runaway. Pulls a gauge on my brother, got locked up.
Sanctified Saturday. We having a great show right now, and it is Saturday's Best. So We are hoping that you call in at 336-896-1340. Come and win some tickets to the Wake Forest basketball game. And we just want you to bless us with your ministry, whether it's rapping, singing, spoken word, or if you just want to comment, call in and give us a call here at 336-896-1340.
Amen, amen.
Yeah, so we are going to be blessed right now. We're finna flow in the poetic with Miss Fola. She gonna give us a word, right, fans? What's the name of your piece?
It is called Song of Purpose.
All right.
Umbilical ties have been severed from the dark world of deception. I'm crowned with honor by the Most High and clothed with glory covered royalty. I be daily bathing myself in true sunlight, drawing strength from his infinite solar power. Since the separation from darkness, my countenance has been more a reflection of his glory. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Holy Spirit inspired, I speak words seasoned with salt, and my hands are anointed to heal. I was born in the thoughts of my Creator. While he sung a song he wrote just for me, as I was fashioned with those words on his potter's wheel, an eternal tune called purpose. He taught it to me as he breathed it into my body. I was born a Christian, so it seemed. Mother taught me the scriptures through songs so I would remember my Creator's thoughts of me. She also woke me up at 7 a.m. to pray. I wanted to sleep, but she was trying to keep me connected to our Creator. Or maybe just keep me in remembrance of his face, just in case I ran away. I'd recognize him when I returned, and I did run away. I began to forget the song of my Creator, the one he taught me. I learned the world's tune, listening through deaf flesh ears. It sounded better to me. I tried to create my own song, You Are in Control. No, it was a counterfeit, drowning out the song of my purpose. Miserable and confused, I finally turned around, recognizing the face of my Creator, and I asked him to teach me my song of purpose again.
Amen, 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 amen.
Finger snaps.
That was more of a...
You better flow in the poetic.
That was more of a story point.
Yes.
You know, sharing about our journey.
Yes, Larry.
Well, I tell you, anytime you putting Christ in it, I'm like, I'm all for it.
All right. In.
You know, we had a caller call in.
Come on.
And
where
she,
you at?
And she said, what I need to do to win the tickets? I said, just bless us with your ministry gift. You can sing. She said, I can sing. I said, okay, well, I'll put you on air. She said, hold up, on the air?
Yeah, on air. Yes, my love, this is on the air. You're going to bless the community with your gifting.
Thousands
of listening. Saturday's best, y'all.
Your debut.
She just wanted to sing to me. I'm like, no, everybody going to hear your gift.
See, the Bible say, let your light shine before men. Okay, you don't put the light somewhere we can't see it. You put the light where everybody can see it. Amen. Right.
Amen. Hey, but the number here is 336-896-1340. Did I do all right with that?
Yeah, y'all did. You did.
The whole number.
Come on, y'all,
shared.
Bless
Thank
us.
You.
Come and bless us with your ministry, whether it's rapping, singing, spoken word, or if you just want to minister for a hot second. Y'all, come on and call us. Amen. So you can win these tickets. Amen.
We got two sets to give. One more set to give away. So that'll be awesome.
All right. And so we are finishing up on finding and fulfilling your purpose. Amen. And I just wanted to say this right here. This is what I meant to say. I was thinking on this here, and I was meditating, and I came up with this. I want to see what y'all feel about it. It says, whenever, wherever you are in life, it's based on your level of faith. And I want to back that up with a scripture that says, Ephesians 3:28 to be exact. It says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to what? The power that works in us. And I'm going to say that saying I made again. It says, wherever you are in life is based on your level of faith. So if you're in a place where, let's say, you're struggling in your finances, or you're struggling to find your calling or your passion, or you're struggling with just bringing it to fruition, I'm going to have to agree with the scripture and say that it's according to the power that is at work within you. What power is that? The power is the faith that you have to bring it forth. Amen. And so if you have not tapped into your abilities, if you have not stepped out on faith, that's why you are where you are.
Amen.
It's not because you don't have it in you. It's not because God didn't have a plan for you. It's because you've refused to step out on faith on it, for it, to pursue it. Amen. And so if you want to do the impossible, stay focused on the one who the impossible comes through.
That's right. No,
you got to have faith in yourself.
There's so much truth in that. You know, I remember when I started my business back in the 90s, right? I had my phone bill was so much money and I wanted to keep it at that amount, you know? And I mean, and this is how powerful applying your faith is. My phone bill was at a certain amount and I wanted to keep it at that amount. And I always was meeting that bill.
Yeah, see.
But I needed to do some more things. So I needed a better phone line, you know? Mm. And I said, oh man, I don't want to get no bigger bill, you know?
Right.
And I said, you know what? I need it. I got to do it. And as simplistic as this is, it was so powerful to me.
Yes.
Because when I said, you know what? I'm going to do it.
Come on.
And when I did that, my standards were set a little higher. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because now,
yes.
Because I was working just to make that phone bill, that bill. But then I got to work to get to this bill now.
Yes.
And it was mm-hmm. just so easy. And I was just like, man, Lord, that's all I need to do. And the scripture that you read is so powerful because it says, what worketh in you?
What's the power that is at work within you based on your level of faith.
Yeah.
If you got faith to believe for the job, God will give you that job. If you got faith to believe for a business, God will get you to that place where you have the business. It's based on your level of faith. Not that God is incapable, not that you aren't capable, but do you have the faith to bring it to pass? So, Ms. Foley, you want to read for us the quote of the day? I think this is going to help us get a clearer understanding of this here.
Sure. It says here, for the things we have to learn before we can do them, we learn by doing them. Let me say that again. For the things we have to learn before we can do them,
Amen.
We learn by doing them.
So wow, what so powerful.
What I think about with that is like, unless you actually apply what you have in you to do,
yes.
then it's not going to actually grow.
That's right.
You can't. It's not going to do, okay, unless you do it.
You have to, and
you
then
to
like I had said one broadcast before, mm-hmm. sometimes, you know, you don't have the full blueprint, mm-hmm. but if you can at least take the first step,
right.
you hear what I'm saying? And
That's
God
right.
will take the next two
That's
steps,
right.
and you keep going as that way, because sometimes he give you just enough, amen, mm-hmm. to get you catapult into
That's
the
right.
direction, the trajectory of your purpose, to see if you're going to be obedient to what he has, you know, commanded and called you to do. He wants to give you just a little bit first to see if you obey that. And I would have to say that basically Napoleon Hill has been a blessing to the building of my faith. I don't know if you all have ever heard of him. He's an mm-hmm. author. He was a great businessman who wrote a book called Think and Grow Rich back in the 1920s. And he said this. He said that basically faith is a state of mind which you may develop at will. Okay? Faith is a state of mind. It is a mentality. And I would have to say that going back to the top five people that you are around, you need to be around people who are going to speak life over you.
That's right.
Who's going to catapult and propel you into your purpose. Who's going to support you and encourage you. And if you are around people who are pessimistic, they're mm-hmm. not doing anything with their lives, so they're not encouraging you to do anything with yours. You know, they don't want you to feel good or confident about yourself because they don't feel good and confident in themselves, you might need to start eliminating those people out of your circle.
Amen.
Not saying you shouldn't love them. God said to love thy brother as thyself. We need to love them, but you might have to love them from a distance, amen. You got to surround yourself yeah. around people who are going to speak life into you and be supportive of that purpose. So
That's right.
as you're finding it, your purpose, as you are beginning to fulfill your purpose, now you need to surround yourself around people who are going to be supportive of that purpose.
And interestingly, I've had people that may have started out supporting and encouraging all of that. And then somehow they kind of fell off somewhere. Mm. You know, I keep walking it out. And sometimes you may feel like you're alone. Okay, I've had a lot of times, even growing up as a child, I felt alone a lot. Okay, I usually just had one friend here and one friend there. Okay, it happens. But if you are, if you have something strongly in your heart that you know that you're supposed to do, sometimes you have to do it alone.
You might have to do it alone.
And you,
that's right.
You go into those fears that will help you develop in that specific purpose that you have and keep and start building with those people.
Yes.
And it may be they may not be your friends at first. It may be that you're just there to get the information, to learn from people, and keep it moving, and go back home and keep writing and keep praying, walking with God.
Because people who are meant to be in your life, who are meant to be in your life, so you're going to be around people for a reason, a season, or a lifetime, and very few people make it to their lifetime marker. Mm-hmm. The people that are meant to be in your life for a lifetime, they're going to be encouraging to you. They're going to speak life and support you. So we are getting ready to go on break, so don't y'all turn that down.
You know, that's what I used to always tell my kids. I said, you know, don't call everybody your friend.
See. Mm-hmm.
You know, because my little one, she'll get so emotional with friends. I said, no, don't attach them.
I'm telling you, don't be loose with that word friend.
And see, I was on the other side. I pretty much was always the guy, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And like my growing up, my house was the house to hang out.
Okay.
You know, so I was always around people. It was always, hey, let's go to Wayne's house, you know.
See?
You know, and that was me. See, so when I got saved, I was like, you know, this is my conversation with God. I was like, okay, God, you know, all my boys ain't going to be with me no more. Mm. So I need you to put me around some Christian friends. Give me some Christian brothers.
And with that being said, even other believers, can be pessimistic.
Straight up toxic sometimes.
Even Satan can speak. Even other believers can be depressing to be around.
Yeah.
Because we so full of faith, but we faithless. Mm-hmm. You know, especially when somebody is pursuing greatness and they have a potential to be greater than you, then we gonna have some real problems.
Wow.
But Fashion, is it really that we're greater than anybody? We're supposed to be complementing each other.
Exactly.
What I said earlier, anything that God put in us, the vision, the purpose, the gifts and everything, it's all part of who he is anyway.
It's an expression of his greatness.
It's an expression of who God is and of his greatness. But at the same time, he made us in his image. So aren't we great too?
Come on.
Amen.
So, come on, somebody.
Some people they have the fair to even claim that, you know?
Yeah.
But if we look at scriptures, that's the same problems that the disciples had, you know? Well, who is the greater?
Who is greater?
Who got, and Jesus had to break it down for him.
Right.
He broke it down.
Come on.
Right. You know,
humble yourself.
Yeah, the greatest is going to be the lesser.
You know? The greatest among you is going to be the least among you. The one who serves.
That's
so
right.
So if you even start to feel a rise within yourself when you see someone else succeeding or being great or pursuing greatness, you got to do a heart check, because we have to stay in tune with our own greatness. Mm-hmm. If you are so focused on your own greatness and on your own pursuit of success, you ain't worried about somebody else's. Amen.
No.
And you will be able to support them in their endeavors.
Right. That's right.
Because you are so focused on your own and you see your own great ability. Because great is he who is in you.
Bam.
Okay,
that's
he's
right.
great in you, and he's
Thank
great
you.
In your brother as well.
That's
so let's
right.
support that.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Hey, let's go to that break. We'll be right back. You listen to Bridging the Gap.
Welcome back, Triad. We are lighting it up. We keeping it live right here on the light. And we are talking about finding and fulfilling your purpose. It's been a great show.
Yes.
And again, for the listeners, call in for this next set of basketball tickets for Wake Forest game at 336-896-1340. Come win these tickets and bless us with your ministry. This is Saturday's Best going on today. So back to our topic of the day. Finding and fulfilling your purpose. I just want to share another quote from the book, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. He has been an awesome businessman, an awesome man of faith, who has produced some of the most, the greatest number of wealthy millionaires in the country. And he talks a lot about faith, because in the pursuit of finding your purpose and fulfilling your purpose, you're going to need the faith to bring it to fruition. Mm-hmm. He says that faith is a state of mind which you may develop at will. Mm-hmm. Okay, it is a state of mind which develops voluntarily through the application of repetition, of affirmation, of orders to your subconscious mind. So basically, what he said in a very intellectual way was, speak it into existence. Amen. Yes. I'm going to put it in biblical terms, which is Romans 4 and 17. Go ahead and read that for us, Ms. Fola. Romans 4 and 17, which says, speak it into existence. And what does it say right here?
As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed, God who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did.
So speak those things are that are not as though they were. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. But faith just comes by hearing, period. That's if right. All that you hear when you were growing up, that you're never going to be nothing. You're going to be just like your daddy. Mm-hmm. You know.
Is that what they say? Is that what they say?
I don't know. But somebody done heard that. And they say, oh, it's going to take you 20 years to get that done. You need to surround yourself around people who are speaking life. And you need to also speak life to yourself. You need to be your own encourager. You need to quote and rehearse those scriptures to yourself in the mirror and make a faith declaration, confession over your life that I will live life and life more abundantly. I will be all that God has called me and purposed me to be. You got to speak it into existence. Right. Romans 4 and 17.
Now listen, y'all. Some of these people that are in your life are family members. Yes. I understand. You may go home to, just saying frankly, a toxic environment. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry that that is the case. However, I am praying that the word that you get even from this show in the name of Jesus, you will be so encouraged that you will not only speak that word of God over yourself, you will affirm yourself, but you're also speak the word over your own family.
Yes,
because you change environments, the first starting with the atmosphere of yourself, starting with the environment of yourself, you actually change the environment that you're in with your own family members.
Yes.
And you can do that remotely. You can do that while you're in your bedroom. You can do that anywhere. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
So I encourage you to know that faith is so important, and
so
applying
important.
The word of God is so important. And I'm not talking about reading a whole long chapter. Sometimes it's just, you are just continually speaking just one scripture. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Just one scripture.
Just meditating on that one.
Meditating, breaking it down. When I think about this, I think about the parable of the sower in Matthew 13.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus breaks it down. Okay. First he's talking about, you know, the parable. He's speaking poetry. Okay. He's speaking poetry. He's telling a story. But then he breaks it down, and there's a part in here where he says that when the word is sown, and if somebody doesn't understand the word of God, then the enemy can steal it. I'm totally paraphrasing right now, but read it, please. If the enemy can steal from you what you've learned, then you don't have any... You're messed up there.
Amen.
You need to make sure that you meditate on that word and ask the Holy Spirit to open it up to you. Ask God to reveal the depth of it to you.
Yes, yes.
Reveal how it applies to your details so you can actually apply it to your life yourself intentionally.
Amen.
Rather than just having it, okay, I'm just going to just read the word. Now, there's something, okay, please don't take this wrong, listeners. But I've said in the past, when I'm ministering to somebody, you can't just dope up with the word, okay? That means don't just take the word in. You're just gobbling up the word, and you don't understand anything. You're just taking it in, just reading it.
You just read scripture for reading scripture's sake.
Okay, that's not enough, okay?
Yeah.
Listen, people can read the scriptures all day. People that don't even believe in Jesus read the scriptures, Okay, but if you're reading the scriptures and you're intentional about it and you want God to reveal what he meant, why he wrote it through those people, okay?
And how it applies to you
personally. Everything is relevant at this time, then you can actually have power through it.
Your situations
can change through it, and it will change. The faith is that agreement with God.
Amen.
And he's working with you so your atmosphere can change, starting with your own heart.
Come on, somebody.
You know, I'm a firm believer in that. Matter of fact, like I said earlier, purpose is more about becoming something than it's about doing.
Mm-hmm.
So when that word gets into you, that's how you start becoming. Because it's, I would say, even something like a 70-30 split. It's more about becoming what God wants you. We need to be the purpose of God.
Mm.
We are ambassadors. So you need to be the purpose of God so that you can fulfill the purpose of God. It's a lot of people that are missing that becoming point, and they are jumping right into doing.
Yeah.
And that's a great thing. Some people need that. But the problem with that, you know, you have a meaner than junkyard dog, Usher. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So they're doing the will of God or the purpose of God, but they're not becoming the purpose of God. You have to become it. And that's you become that by being born again. Well, how do you be born again? By renewing your minds, renewing your concept.
Jesus
said it all out. He said, you used to do it like this, but this is how we do it now.
Mm-hmm.
You don't walk like this no more. You walk like this.
Yes.
You fulfill your obedience to Christ and you start becoming the purpose of God.
Right.
So now that you can fulfill the purpose of God and then doing this is a byproduct.
That's right.
Process.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all things will be added. Matthew 14:22. Y'all remember when Peter walked on water, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this was the passage that came to my heart. And specifically verses 29 through 31. And it says that, so Jesus called Peter to come. He saw him. He wanted to be on the water with Jesus. And he says, then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid. He began to sink, cried out, Lord, save me. Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. He says, you of little faith, why did you doubt? Now, I'm going to say this saying I said earlier. Wherever you are in life is based on your level of faith.
Amen.
So when you start to see the circumstances, don't look at the circumstances. See, that's what Peter was doing.
Mm-hmm.
He was looking at the circumstances. He was looking at, oh, wow, what I'm actually doing, I don't really have the ability to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because you need Jesus and the power and the grace that he gives to do what you're doing. You know what I said? If you want to do the impossible, get in tune with the one who the impossible comes through.
Amen. That's right.
He was walking on water and he got distracted. See, that's what's going to get us off track, y'all, to your journey and your destination to success and to your purpose. You're getting distracted by the naysayers. You're getting distracted by the amount of money you have or don't have.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting distracted by the circumstances.
Fear.
And see, distraction will mess up your faith walk. Do not be distracted by any of the circumstances.
Weapons of mass distractions.
Come on.
Damn.
Weapons of mass distractions.
Yeah.
Come on,
say
Minister
that.
Dwayne.
Yeah.
He called him. He said, ye of little faith.
That's
so no matter what it looks like, you keep your eyes focused on Jesus. That's what Peter should have done. No matter what wind came, no matter what stream or water rose, he know that, hey, Christ has given me the power to do this. I'm going to get it done.
Yeah.
So I encourage y'all to whatever that is that you are called to do, go out and walk on water with Jesus.
Amen.
Walk on water.
Water
take
walker,
that step.
Huh?
Go ahead. Come on and walk. Do the miraculous. Do what everybody is saying you can't do. That should motivate you to do it even more.
Amen.
Okay?
And that's the problem. You know, you hear what people say you can't do and then that stop you from doing it. And you need to step out on that. Step out on that. You know, whatever the situation is, step out on that.
That's
and believe God for it. Because, you know, it's based on our belief.
Mm-hmm.
And that what the scripture
that's
says?
That's what it says. According to the power that's at work within you.
Uh-huh,
not
uh-huh,
to the power that's working within your neighbor or your cousin or your mama.
Mm-hmm.
The power that's at work within you,
that's
God
right.
will do it.
Amen.
That's right. And now I want to share with all of you some resources that have helped me in my purpose journey. One book is called The Dream Giver. That is by Bruce Wilkinson, The Dream Giver.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts off with what seems like a child's story. Okay. I encourage you to read that. It starts off talking about ordinary living in the land of familiar. Okay, some of y'all understand what that's like.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes into where God gave ordinary a big dream. And then he realized he was a somebody that's meant to do great things.
Yes,
and so yes, I encourage yes. you to check that story out. You can get on Amazon or, you know, hard copy, whatever, ebook. Please check that out. I also want to share with you Positive Personality Profiles. That book is about, first of all, it's by Robert Rome, Dr. Mm-hmm. Robert Rome. He's a psychologist, Christian psychologist, actually. And he's talking about how our personality, first of all, God gave us a personality.
Yes, he did.
And we have our personalities. We complement each other. But we have various types of personalities. Now, we have, we all have all the various facets of personality.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about discovering what is dominant in us. Okay, so I encourage you to get that. And then finally, Burden of Freedom. That's about Dr. Miles Monroe.
We mentioned
Miles Monroe
we
here.
Love
Burden
Miles
of
Monroe.
Freedom has to do with coming out of a slave mentality. Okay.
Yes.
Many people have a poverty mentality.
Yes.
I have had such a mentality. Okay. Yes. God has delivered me from that. Okay. But it was not without work. It was not without my own intention. And it's continuously a process of renewing of the mind, and that I'm continuing to do even right now. So I encourage you to get that book, Burden of Freedom, by Dr. Miles Monroe. It's about being free of a slave mentality. And he talks about how the children of Israel, they came out of Egypt,
mm-hmm.
but most of them, okay, 98% of them actually did not see the promised land because of their unbelief in who God was to them and how God wanted to take care of them and take them into a prosperous place and to live prosperously. Okay, so please get those resources, The Dream Giver, Positive Personality Profiles, and Burden of Freedom.
Amen. So we just want to recap today on finding and fulfilling your purpose. It is important that basically you get in tune with God to find out what your purpose is, what he has created Amen. You to do. Meditate and ask him to reveal it to your heart, all your gifts, talents, and ability. You ask for the vision. You write the vision. All right. Then you research the information to bring about the vision, and God will give you the grace and the ability to bring it to fruition. You also need to connect with people who are doing what you also need to connect with people who are doing what it is that you are trying to do. You need to find a mentor.
Yes.
Okay. You need to do that. These are the practical things that you have to do to participate in the will that God has for you. And so if you are in a place right now where you do not have the answers to your life right now, if you are in a condition in your life where you have backslid and you're in a place where you need to get back in relationship with the Father, we want to pray with you right now. Right now, today, don't wait another minute. Don't wait another day. So basically, we're going to go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for loving me, for sending your son, Jesus Christ, to die and be resurrected for the sake of my eternal life with you. And I ask for forgiveness of my sins and for falling short of your glory. Renew me, Father. Strengthen me. Guide me. Show me my purpose, plan, and your will for my life. Help me to do your will. Lead me in the path of righteousness so that I may have life more abundantly. I pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
We love you all. We pray that you are blessed by this program today. And just use this word. Don't be hearers only, but be doers Amen. Of the word. Amen.